Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's have a little showdown here. In one corner, a man who won a division title with one of the worst offenses in the NFL. The defense carried him. His team had just won a game via missed field goal from fat Randy Bullock. The team had no upside. There was really no hope that this team was going to make a run. And they won very sloppily against the Cincinnati Bengals. Here is contestant one. Following that performance at the podium.
Bill, obviously, it wasn't the prettiest of games.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
There we go.
Man, that's embarrassing. I'm being a complete... That's kind of embarrassing. When you hear that, and we've talked about it for years, but then you hear what you're about to hear.
That was contestant number one. A division title handed to you. One of the worst divisions in football that year, by the way. Mike Mularkey, Gus Bradley, Chuck Pagano, no Andrew Luck for the Colts. Won the division. Didn't matter what it looked like.
Well, ultimately it did.
Here's contestant number two. His team had their game postponed not once, not twice, but three times. He had to play on a Wednesday at 240. His team's record, 11-0. Super Bowl expectations, they beat a division opponent who was shorthanded, but it was a scrappy game. 11-0, looking to get a bye. Here is contestant number two at the podium after that performance.
We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the damn ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. We're fortunate tonight. But not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about. Other than that, questions?
It's Mike Pursuta.
Mike, what do you attribute your assessment of the performance to there?
It was just bad by all parties involved, man. Coaches first, players second.
Mike, did the disjointedness of the week, the schedule getting pushed back, have any effect on your preparation?
We make no excuses. We seek no comfort. We didn't play well or coach well tonight.
Hey, John Kovacevic.
Mike, you had some red zone failures and a number of drop passes. What do you attribute that to? Anything in particular?
Us sucking.
Man, you would have thought they got run out of the gym, man. I mean, this was something.
It wasn't fake hustle either.
No, you can tell.
That wasn't like I got to do better. Yeah. I got to do better. Yeah. We got to do better. Yeah, I got to do better.
You can absolutely tell.
I got to look at the tape.
No, it was one of those things where he was sincere. I think he had an ulterior motive, and that motive being that they now have two consecutive short weeks to play, so he was really trying to motivate his team.
They got the R words Monday.
Right. But he was genuinely disappointed in everything they did.
They got Washington on Monday. Going to be a doubleheader. And then They're going to have to make up that Buffalo game. But Mike Tomlin, not pleased. T.J. Watt's got to be pretty pleased. They did lose Bud Dupree on the other side of T.J., which is a huge injury when it comes to the AFC. But T.J. Watt's, he had a league-leading 11th sack yesterday. At this pace, he would join his brother as the only player since the QB hit era began in 2006 to have 15-plus sacks and 45-plus QB hits. Could I interest you in a stat?
You know it.
Crazy-ass stats.
What is it?
QB hits through 11 games.
Okay.
The most QB hits through 11 games since 2006 at this point. J.J. Watt in 2015, 42.
Good Lord.
J.J. Watt in 2013, 35. T.J. Watt with 33 in 2020. J.J. Watt with 30 in 2014. And J.J. Watt with 29 in 2012. Four of the top five numbers of QB hits through 11 games belong to J.J. Watt. And the other one belongs to his freaking brother. Good God.
Mama Watt knows how to make them.
Putting something in those Subways.
I'm telling you,
they're
man.
They're putting something in those Subways.
I'll tell you what.
Poor Derek.
Shemp.
Poor Derek.
How many quarterback hits does Derek have?
Zero. He should have had a touchdown yesterday. Ben missed him.
Yeah.
Ben missed him on that fourth down. He should have had a TD.
He did.
JJ's really into these Steelers games too. It's kind of cool to see him kind of play by play tweet it. Just astonishing.
There's more than one reason.
What JJ did. JJ said during the game, by the way, the lack of holding calls this year has been purely comical, just so blatant.
He's talked about that several times this year, that's for sure.
Also talked with John McClain yesterday, a little back and forth between frenemies, JJ Watt and the NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Here's what it sounded like.
Do you think that kind of break benefits a defense more or an offense?
I have no idea. I think everybody likes a good nap and sleeping in and getting a chance to get your body right. So I probably benefited you too, John.
Unlike you, I had to work every day.
Oh, I was going to say you could take a break from bashing us on Twitter and everything, but maybe you didn't. Have it going, guys.
Dadgummit.
JJ and the general mixing it up. JJ's been feeling it.
JJ and the general got an interesting relationship right now.
Oh, I think they really genuinely like and respect each other.
No, for sure.
But he's going to take his jabs.
For sure.
Yeah, he's going to take his jabs.
And John McClain's got some thick skin.
Yeah.
You can't get to.
We prove that every Tuesday.
We do. 10:40 right here on Sports Radio 610. No segments off with the general.
I don't know what he had to do with.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Case in point.
There you go. 10:40 right here on Sports Radio 610. These are the questions that didn't make the cut. We've started to do this now. Questions that didn't make the cut during press conferences. This is J.J. Watt being asked about a touchdown. I don't know what's going on with these J.J. Watt questions. We'll let his answer ride here. But what are you trying to establish? You're a media type. Just help me out. Like what are you trying to establish here? Establish here. What are we doing?
You sound like Romeo began his ride.
What are we doing here? Here are the questions and the answers that didn't make the cuts.
JJ, after scoring that touchdown last week, I was wondering where would you rate that in your history of scoring touchdowns, and if that's not your favorite, what was your favorite touchdown you've ever scored?
The one in the playoffs, because the playoffs matter. This one is it's a very memorable play. I'll always remember Thanksgiving. I've said it before, is a big game. You got the whole country watching, so a chance to make a big play on Thanksgiving is great. But playoffs and plays that impact the playoff race are always going to be higher on the list for me.
So what was the intent of the question is what you're asking?
Yeah.
I think it was probably, look, I wouldn't have gone down this road, and I have a lot of respect for that reporter, but all I'm saying is I think maybe just sort of a follow-up on the Thanksgiving game story, you know, so wanted to get a fresh quote, if
on
you
the
will.
Touchdown?
Yeah,
a fresh quote. Touchdown, right? Yeah. What if he would have said that was the best?
then she would have been in.
I would be killing him
business.
Right now.
Well, sure. But she would have had a great quote for her story.
JJ.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Around the NFL here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610 every day at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday. AFC playoff picture through 12 weeks. Ready?
Ready.
Pittsburgh, the one seed, 11-0. They would have a bye. The two seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, 10-1. They would face the Indianapolis Colts, who are the seven seed at 7-4. Colts travel to Kansas City as they did a couple seasons ago. I think the result would probably be about the same. The three seed, the leaders in the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans at 8-3. If the playoffs began today, they would face the 7-4 Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And the four seed, the 8-3 Buffalo Bills out of the AFC East would face the five seed, the Cleveland Browns, also at 8-3. However, keep in mind, this is something that changes from week to week. The Tennessee Titans face the Cleveland Browns this weekend. So you're going to get two 8-3 teams facing off, Cleveland versus Tennessee.
That's going to be a huge game in the NFL, and we're going to go through them in more detail, of course, tomorrow. I would like to play that math game later in the year like we are. We were 11 weeks in, 11 games in for most teams. The Raiders and the Dolphins play this week. That might be the biggest game of the no, it's not this week. But regardless, that might be the biggest game of the season.
Well, I think the Browns can basically clinch a playoff spot with a dub, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you go to 9-3, you're in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And the other part of the math game, you just named seven teams that all have seven wins. Texans are done. But I'm saying if you want to play that game.
Well, was I right about that Cleveland game? If the Texans have won that Cleveland game and they were 5-6.
No Roby and no Fuller. So all I'm saying
is
it's done.
It's done. I'm not trying to get myself in that corner.
But if you still want to go down that road, if you still want to go down that road, if you beat the Colts, I'm telling you, the Colts could be in real danger of not making the playoffs because of what I just said earlier. Miami and the Raiders all of a sudden are in the mix. So you're not you can hurt the Colts and not necessarily help yourselves a lot this week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Miami finishes off. And it's going to be interesting to see this Titans versus Browns game because I think the winner of that is in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to be official. You can still fall apart.
Yeah.
But if you're the Titans and you're the Browns and you're 9-3.
Winner's in.
I think you're in very, very good shape. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game to watch.
That's a five-star.
Shout out to all the people that got AT&T right now, though, because there is no CBS as we speak. Yep. You know that.
Yep, I saw that.
They haven't solved the beef yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have to get out to the bar, or you might have to bootleg. I don't encourage bootlegging.
Do you?
But sometimes it's necessary, okay? Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
But I always like a nice little Sunday bar.
It's not your first choice.
Sunday bar experience.
Yeah.
Little brunch. Could I interest you in a mimosa? Could I interest you in a little
Bloody Mary, man?
Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
How about a espresso martini? However you brunch.
Never had one of those.
You might have to
a lot of people are drinking those now,
off
right?
Off the chain.
Yeah?
Off the chain.
Espresso martinis
off the chain. They'll catch up to you, though. They'll definitely catch up to you.
I'll bet they do. Any martini does.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. It's almost like taking a shot. Civilized shot. Sipping on it. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. John Lopez has differing opinions about Bradley Roby getting popped with the Peds and Will Fuller getting popped with the Peds. He'll lay it out for you next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Will Fuller popped for the Peds. Bradley Roby popped for the Feds. Peds, not by the Feds. Peds. Don't know who pops.
The dealer was popped by the Feds.
I think it's just whoever looks in the cup or whatever, whenever you pee in the cup. Do you ever get stage fright, by the way? Have you ever had to take like a drug test, get stage fright?
I haven't taken that many drug tests. A couple of situations where you do it, but no.
Some people just can't pee when people are around.
I can pee anywhere.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. You look at these two situations differently.
And sometimes
you do, J-Lo. Why do you look at these situations so different? You look at Roby much different than you do Will Fuller. Explain yourself.
Well, I think the easy one is Bradley Roby. No harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned. It truly. And I go back to what we were talking about with Deshaun and J.J. and not breaking the code, you know, of ripping a teammate that gets popped, so to speak. Whatever it was that he was doing, he had much the same excuses as Will Fuller, but I think it's a totally different situation. Number one, he's a proven player. Maybe it enhanced his performance a little bit, but he has been a proven player for years. You got him under contract. He's going to play. He's going to miss the first game. If ever there was a time for Bradley Roby to be suspended for PEDs, this was the perfect time, because the season's done. He's done, and there's no chance of him getting hurt. I mean,
okay,
that's that. I mean, okay. No harm, no foul as far as his.
Okay.
Will Fuller's is entirely different. And we know, everybody's talked about, if you didn't know it was banned, you should have known. That's a cop-out of an excuse.
That's dumb.
Total cop-out.
I would rather you just say, I wanted to stay healthy, and this is what I did. Like, that's one of the most,
yeah.
That's foolish.
Right.
That's foolish, and I don't think very many people believe that.
If you do, I don't know what to tell you.
Remember Brian Cushing overtrained syndrome?
Listen, I was telling you guys before the show, you can argue, I'm not saying I believe this, but I've seen it out there, and I'm not going to say they're crazy for thinking this, that there's a culture inside that Texans locker room that has been handed down over the years, over the last 5-6 years. Dwayne Brown ate bad meat in Mexico, according to Dwayne Brown's positive test. I've eaten every piece of bad meat there is in Mexico, and I've never tested positive.
You're not testing very often.
No, I'm not testing very often. So we've had excuses like bad meat in Mexico, overtrained athlete syndrome.
Can't even say that with a straight face. Brian Cushing, overtrained athlete syndrome.
This medical...
Are we serious?
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
Yep, and he trains hard. This medical professional, which is really, really interesting, the wording. Landry, you have a chance to type out, to think all you want about it, and before you press send, make sure it's just the way you want it to read your statement about testing positive for PEDs. And twice you referenced the person that gave you this PED, and neither time you called them a doctor or a physician. You called them a medical professional. Dude, that could be an athletic trainer. That could be anybody in the field. It could be just a friend who's a nurse. I mean, and you're going to say, well, they can't prescribe medication. Look, the word prescribed can be used in all kinds of. It doesn't have to necessarily be in like an actual prescription. I prescribe to you, Landry Locker, maybe you cut back on the caffeine. That doesn't make me a doctor, right?
Well, maybe you're piggybacking off one.
That's right. Could be. There might be.
Shout out to Maldonado.
There might be more to that.
Appreciate you yesterday, sir. I'll go get my prescription after work.
I've never seen a gallbladder like that. Let's see. My point is, it's awful for Will Fuller and no one else, really. The Texans are going to bring him back. Good for the Texans. They're going to get him cheaper. He's still going to be your number one wide receiver. Good for the Texans. You got a cheap number one wide receiver that has not been healthy for a complete season, has not been there for a complete season yet. So the only person that gets hurt here is Will Fuller's, his smarts, you know, and his pocketbook.
Sometimes stuff just doesn't feel right, and you can kind of sense it out. Like baseball, like Brady Anderson hitting 50 home runs back in the 90s. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, you looked at that and you said, this is not right. There's something going on here.
You could see Will Fuller having a season like this, though.
Yeah, and I know, but sometimes when you have hindsight, you look back and you feel like a dumbass. Like you with McGuire and Sosa. McGuire and Sosa, and you got lost in the moment, and then you look back and you realize there were some context clues, and you kind of feel like a dumb.
Mm-hmm.
The whole sales pitch from Will Fuller saying that posture is the reason that he's staying on the field. That was it, looking back at that, like we were playing it up and we were having some fun with posture. And hell, I was even walking around a little bit taller. Like I was damn near 6'6" and a half after I heard Will Fuller talking. Mm-hmm. I feel like kind of a dumbass for entertaining that posture was the reason that Will Fuller's out there staying on the field balling out. I feel a little bit dumb for that.
No, I totally agree. He's using the foam roller more. It's really helping him. Oh, and those shots help too. Those injections are helping. And the whole thing about the medical professional thought it was not on the banned list. The medical professional thought it was not on the banned list.
We made fun of Taylor Lewan like crazy for this.
Dude, you're giving an NFL player something that is a supplement to help him better and help his soft tissue, presumably. And he says, can I take this? Yeah, I think it's not on the list. What are you doing? That's on Will Fuller.
Do you think this is this has got to be the end of this, right? Like this, there's not going to be like some sort of, because you're mentioning culture. Like,
let me ask you something.
There's a loophole that threw out there, and you're a sicko, by the way. I love you. Thank you very much for listening. Shout out to the loopholes if you listen, you're a loophole. He said, does this make you think different about Deshaun Watson trucking someone into the end zone the other day?
Come on, man. Come on.
No, but let me ask you this.
Come on, man.
Yo, Albert, you up? You might want to check this guy. And you might want to check this guy.
Oh.
And you might want to check this guy.
Oh, wow.
Do you want a conspiracy theory or do you want a conspiracy theory? Yo, Jason, you up? You know anybody at the NFL offices? They may want to check Will Fuller. They may want to check Bradley Roby.
Give me a break.
You're a sick, sick man, John Lopez.
What a report.
Figgy, what do you think?
I haven't heard that from anybody.
What do you think, Figgy?
I'm not buying that.
No, I'm not buying that. But you know, it makes you think a little bit.
Vandermeer and John Harris need to do me an effing favor, by the way, because you're obviously tongue-in-cheek joking about King Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, not for a fact, I can't say that. There's no way that he hasn't tried to order food from the cafeteria at NRG since he got fired. There's no way.
Uber Eats.
That he's gone to NRG. He's had to have done it. Can Harris and Vandermeer give us something? I want to see what's up at this cafeteria.
I'll take the yogurt bar.
I want something. I want an entree of something at this cafeteria. Can we get something, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer? Something. Just let us get something to eat from the cafeteria. We still haven't gotten that tour that we were promised.
Right.
Now, I kind of think they were joking, but I'm going to use it as a promise. I want something from the cafeteria.
I've eaten at that cafeteria, but it was pre-B.O.B.
It's different.
It was pre-B.O.B.
B.O.B. was talking about the cafeteria.
Yeah, yeah. What's your go-to cafeteria food? When you go to like Luby's or what's the one over here that we go to?
Damn, what is that called? It's one of the best. It's expensive, though. You can pile up.
Yeah.
Get up like $25.
Starts with a T. I'll look it up. I like the old school comfort food type stuff.
I honestly think
Claiborne.
No, it ain't that. It's real simple. It's a street or something like that. The cafeteria up there. What?
Cleburne's.
Cleburne's, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Cleburne's Cafeteria. It's on Bissonnette. It's a good place.
You eating there, Fig?
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really good.
It got in my pockets too.
Yeah, it does.
It's a little too high.
But I like the comfort for like a chop steak.
I like an all you can eat. Well, I think the difference between going to get like barbecue or going to get like some pizza, like a something like that, where you're going through a line like a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think you got to scout it out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually a turkey. Sure.
I'm usually a turkey and dressing at a cafeteria guy.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey and dressing. Fried okra, mac and cheese, maybe some Jello.
Oh, you gotta get mac and cheese at a cafeteria.
You gotta get fried okra. They don't make fried okra everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you ever have an opportunity to get the fried okra, you gotta get the fried okra.
And you pile up the rolls.
Man, I try to stay away from those, man. But man, it'll pile you up there. Damn, it'll pile you up.
Jello. Sometimes one of the few times I eat Jello every year is at a cafeteria. For some reason, it just looks delicious.
Shout out to Bill Cosby.
When it's sitting up there.
Shout out to Bill Cosby.
I don't know about that. You really want to do that?
Probably not.
A little chicken fried, maybe?
Dump that figgy. Yeah, sometimes the chicken fried, though, if it's piled up high, that means it just got out there. So then you go with the chicken fried. But if it's down low, that means it's been down there for a while. So you don't want to do it.
Because the gravy smushes it.
Always got added chicken legs sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always sometimes. That makes a lot of sense, Landry.
Always dumbass. Sometimes.
Good Lord. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. A savage leaves, but what is coming in? As much as things change, the more they remain the same for your Houston Rockets. That's next.
I don't know, man.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Savage leaves, Russell Westbrook gone, in comes John Wall. Rockets making moves. Kind of seems like they're making lateral moves, honestly. I think James Harden's prime is being wasted. And Tim McMahon of ESPN.com, who joined us at 12:20, you can rewind on the radio.com app and hear that. He brought up a good point. He agrees that it's possible that the prime is being wasted because you're trading bad contract for bad contract. You're trading ball-dominant guard for ball-dominant guard, and you have limitations. But it really goes back to the Chris Paul trade, and the Chris Paul trade was made because of James Harden. James Harden wanted Chris Paul out. They did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
So you traded Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook. You had to give up draft picks, too, to take back that contract. And then you trade Russell Westbrook for a guy who hasn't played a basketball game since December 26th of 2018 with a ruptured Achilles, who might not have been a fit even in his prime with James Harden. The prime's getting wasted, but I don't think I can put this 100% on management. There's a lot of reasons to criticize this current regime, but make no mistake about it. The prime might be wasted of James Harden right now because of the moves you're making, but he deserves a lot of the blame. He might actually deserve the majority of the blame.
He does. Another thing that Tim told us, and again, you can go back up to 24 hours and listen to anything, but listen to our whole show or whatever, that I thought, I looked at you and raised my eyebrows literally because he was talking about Steven Silas, new Rockets coach Steven Silas, and said, he's nothing like his dad. You know, he's much more laid back, easygoing. And I went, uh-oh. Because James Harden has already, established himself as a guy that kind of influences moves. He might downright be making moves now. And I get it. You know, superstar players have a lot of power in basketball organizations. LeBron, just go down the list. Kawhi Leonard, they have a lot of power and they can influence decisions. But you don't want them outright making them. And, oh, by the way, no one's ever left LeBron or Kawhi Leonard and said, I can't play with that guy. Or said nothing at all, which can be even more damning, like Chris Paul and probably Russell Westbrook and Dwight Howard and, wanting to get out of it. And I think that's a dangerous game to have a superstar who likes to get complimentary pieces that he thinks are going to fit, and then they don't. He said nice things about Dwight Howard, nice things about Chris Paul, nice things about Russell Westbrook, and now he's saying nice things about John Wall, according to reports, but none of those have worked out.
The Chris Paul thing, that trade, there's just been a snowball effect. There's just been an ongoing snowball effect, and now you're in a tough spot. I will say this, it's going to be interesting to watch. I want to see what it does look like, how this does fit, but when you tell me that Steven Silas is a mild-mannered guy who doesn't have the skins on
that's
the wall,
scary.
That's a little bit. I mean, I think it'd be one thing if it were Eric Spoelstra or something with that personality and you had,
Pat Riley above
guy.
Him.
Yeah, and you have a mild-mannered guy that has some skins on the wall. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, James Harden, John Wall, there's a lot of questions.
You have a new GM and a new head coach. And you have a superstar player that is essentially making moves. I told you this earlier, and I really believe it. I think most NBA players, when they look at James Harden, they just love watching him play basketball, like you and I do. But they love it from the other bench. They don't want to be on his bench because they know it just doesn't work, and he's got to have things his way.
713-572-4610. It's going to be raining in strip clubs, though. It is going to be raining in the strip clubs. John Wall, make it rain. James Harden, make it rain. Boogie Cousins allegedly likes to make it rain. So
once we get that vaccine. John Wall and Mia Khalifa are buds.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa, former adult film star.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of fake crying because John Wall was gone, but she was doing like the John Wall dance type thing, wearing her John Wall jersey.
The flex.
Yeah, she's upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about your luck there, Mia Khalifa. 713. Right. Has she?
Yeah.
572-4610. Let's go to Larry in Stafford. Larry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Mia Khalifa is everybody's friend, man. What I'm talking about, man. I mean, of course she's sad, man, when that dollar bill gone. But look here, man. Look, as far as James and this and Wall stuff, I'm a whole. Unlike I did with David Johnson, because I knew David Johnson right out the box was going to be a disaster. I'm going to hold out on John Wall because, you know, I believe that he can be something here if he's 100% healthy. And we got to get to a point in Houston where we're done dealing with, but if they ass is healthy, man, I'm tired of that. But I think with James Harden, and I'm a James Harden fan. I like the way he scores and everything, but James may have to start looking in the mirror and seeing if he is the problem, man, because you're playing a team game and you have to fit into that environment. And maybe it's time for you to start sacrificing if the ultimate goal is for you to win a ring. Because if it's not, trust me when I tell you, you can go bowling, you can go play tennis, go play ping pong. There's individual sports that your ass can fit in and be really good at and be an individual. But when it comes to games like football and basketball and baseball, I tell people this all the time. If you cut off your pinky finger or your index finger on your hand, your damn hand ain't going to work the same. That's the same thing with a team. Everything has to work together to accomplish the same goal. And maybe James needs to start looking at that if everybody that he brings in want to get as far away from him once they're done and realizing they can't stand in the corner while he take as many shots as he wants. That's what the issue is, and the Rockets are going to have to be able to come to a point where they get that in. Real quick, on the Texans, real quick, guys, look, I'm not going to fight y'all over old Robert Saleh or whatever his name. I'm not going to fight with y'all about that. I'll just say I just hope whoever they decide to get is somebody that they can bring in here that can eradicate that stench over there that OB has left in our hollow.
Appreciate you, Larry. By the way, Gerald Green does have four fingers on his shooting hand.
He does.
Little known fact.
He's missing his second finger. Not his pinky, the next one.
He's missing his second finger, which is impressive to me. Gerald Green, is he a lingerer?
You know what? I'm glad
lingerer,
you brought
him. Man.
Yeah, no.
Totally. Lingerer.
Well, kind of. But I got to give him a ton of credit. Just by outright professing his love, his undying, unwavering love.
Been doing it for a while.
For the city of Houston and H-Town. He just keeps hanging around.
Do we want to sign somewhere else?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to sign anywhere else, and they keep him. Hey, back to Larry and Stafford's point, though. It's a really good one about James Harden. That we've talked about it, but more specifically, you know, it's like that old joke. If you don't know who that person is that nobody likes in the group, you're probably him. If James Harden doesn't know what the problem is and what's keeping them from reaching another level, it's probably James Harden.
I don't know if I would care about winning a championship if I were James Harden.
Why is that? Of course you do.
I don't know. In his situation, you got the 300 milli from Adidas. You're about to sign your second max deal. It'd be kind of cool to be the best player of all time to not win a championship instead of just a guy who won a ring. Do I want to blend in with the KGs, the Dirks, like that kind of tier? Or do I want everybody to say, who's the best player to not win a ring and James Harden be mentioned? I think it would be pretty cool.
Charles Barkley would be happy.
Well, I don't know. When you're making the kind of money that James Harden's making,
you're kidding,
and you're
right?
Able to call... If you're able, I don't know, I haven't been in that position to where I'm clearing nine figures like James Harden is, and I'm able to do whatever the F I want. I can play however the F I want. I can get as many endorsement deals as I want. I don't know that I would care as much about winning as the average guy. And, oh, by the way, my style, the way that I hoop, sometimes the way you hoop is the way you hoop. It doesn't necessarily fit with these other types of things. So I don't know that I would care as much about winning a championship if I were James Harden.
See, I think he cares and he wants it.
And I also don't know that he's good enough. So sometimes
well, no.
Here's the other thing. When you're not good enough, a lot of times you say, oh, well, I don't care anyways. Well, it doesn't matter if you cared or not. Your ass wasn't beating LeBron. Your ass wasn't going to beat the Warriors. Your ass wasn't going to beat these other teams that we're talking about, the LeBron Lakers. So maybe you just start to care less because you realize it don't matter what the hell you do and how much you care, you ain't going to win a ship. And you might, he might just not have it. We talk about it. James Harden might not just have it,
but
so
see,
maybe he just cares less.
See,
now.
To me, those are two different things. He is absolutely good enough to win a world championship. Now, he's had some, obviously, the Chris Paul hammy and all that. He's had some bad luck. But he's absolutely good enough to win a championship. But the it that you're talking about is also true. He doesn't have it because he doesn't have the ability to maybe just change his game a little
bit. But he doesn't have to because he can do whatever the hell he wants.
No, in your scenario, yes. But what I'm saying is if he wants to win a championship, he could have done it already. If he just changes his game a little bit, and I think that's the problem. He's too old to change his stripes now.
Exactly. So he doesn't care.
Well, again, that's a totally different. I think he cares. I think he wants it.
He can do whatever he wants.
But he's not going to change.
He's going to get that next Supermax. He's going to keep going. And, you know, some guys want championships. James Harden, just out there hooping.
KD got a new contract.
Kevin Durant?
I mean, not KD.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Got a max deal from the Lakers.
He helped the Lakers win a championship.
He did. And I thought, we kind of saw it coming when Anthony Davis signed with LeBron James. It kind of seemed like a big deal to us.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
Sean Pendergast did not think so. He did not think that was a very big deal that Anthony Davis was going to the...
It ended up being a very big deal. And LeBron got a new deal.
Yeah, 2 years, 90.
How cool is it to be the type of player and to be making the kind of money where you're like, oh, another $43 million, huh? All right. Yeah, I guess so.
That's a bargain for LeBron, though.
Yes,
because
it's just $43 million.
Yeah, but it's even – no, but it's really kind of less because players want to play with that fool. Like, Montrezl Harrell, all these guys, like, take less money to go hoop with LeBron. So, yeah, you're getting the 43, but what might cost another team –
you're not paying 18 for the next guy, you're paying 14.
What might cost another team $8 million, you're getting guys at the minimum.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're – He might catch Jordan.
What do you mean?
Rings.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He is 36. He's about to turn 36 at the end of this month, I believe.
It's a two-year deal. He's going to play out. He's going to play the 2 years, something like that. But he's going to play out two more years, so that would give him a chance, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to play with his son. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. I'll bet you.
What? When he turned 38, his son should be in the league.
What? Why would his son even want to do that? That's a lot of pressure.
I think it's more for LeBron than anything.
I don't know about that. I'm not. Sean just texted in. He may have been a little off on the LeBron AD combo.
All right, whatever, dude.
Oh, that was funny.
John Wall, man. Did you see those new Rockets uniforms, by the way? The little oiler thing?
How about that?
It's cool.
I think that's a great move.
I hope they have non-jersey options because I don't want to rock the jersey. I want to get the shorts, and I want to get some non-jersey options. I'm sure they're going to. They're going to have to capitalize on
everybody
that.
Is wearing Oilers colors except the Oilers and the Texans. The Texans, I should say. The Dash changed their uniforms to Oilers color. The Houston Dash. And now the Rockets have that alternative, that alternate.
I'm telling you,
in Oilers color.
This city would be a better place.
Yes.
And it's already a great place. If, just like the Browns came back as the Browns after they left, if they would have just come back the Oilers, it would be so much better. Because then you could talk about the Earl Campbells and stuff, and you'd have those connections. Now, hell, I heard, man, God bless him. You know I love him more than anything. He's a buddy. But, man... I starve, and I'm rubbing my head right now in, like, I starve for the day when Vandermeer won't talk about Brandon Whedon beating the effing Colts. Like, that's like something I'm supposed to look back on fondly. Like, I get that there's like some personalization of it, but we've been here damn near two decades, and I have to hear about Brandon Whedon beating the Colts is like something that I'm supposed to just sit back and tear up talking about. You'd almost think that you're talking about like Hakeem Olajuwon shaking Ewing or something like that in Game 7. Like, Brandon Whedon beating the Colts, ugh. Ugh.
And but then, you know, you were talking about that Oilers stuff. That's what this city is missing, is the Texans able to do that. I still get ticked off, and it happened this past week. Like, Derrick Henry went off. I mean, off. And they're like, most consecutive.
They brought Earl up.
Yes, in franchise history, it said.
They brought Earl up.
Since Earl Campbell. I'm like, Earl Campbell wasn't with, well, he was, but he wasn't with that franchise as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. They brought up Earl and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Sickening. Sickening, to say the least.
Yep.
Very, very sickening. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Will Fuller, Roby popped for the Peds. And all of a sudden, you got John Wall coming in for the Savage, Russ Westbrook. A ball-dominant guard trying to make it work for James Harden. 75% of the time the last 4 years, that's what we've been talking about. Much as things change, the more they stay the same, John.
Mm-hmm.
How many fish did you catch during your hiatus?
Rough day, man. Well, I only fished one day. I only fished one day.
It's like his parallel parking. He takes someone on the boat with him, and then he catches one fish. But when he's out there by himself, all you hear about,
I had to throw back 20. No, no.
I had to throw back 20.
No. I fish with a lot of people and put a lot of people on fish. I mostly just did work around the old place, man. Tried to get some stuff done. So I can get you guys out there just spend an afternoon not fishing because I don't want you on my boat. But
that's cool.
But it was, you know, the weather was nasty.
Yeah, it was.
Man.
Very ugly. Mm-hmm. Very, very ugly. You know what's not ugly? Football Friday.
Darn
you know
right.
When that is? It's tomorrow. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be right before Texans versus Colts. We're going to hear from Matt Eberflus, potential next coach here in Houston, Texas. We'll hear from him. We'll also hear from B.O.B.'s Twig, a.k.a. Mini-Me, a.k.a. Tim Kelly, and we'll also hear from you, a little think tank fired up at 12:40. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Football Friday tomorrow at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.